Hello, folks. Sean Mice here for training today. And I've titled today's training, The Components of a High-Ticket Coaching Package. And so without further ado, let's go ahead and dig in. So I want to really take a look at this and give you some background first. One of the challenges with trying to define exactly what those components would be for your business on a training like this is that there is no black and white. There is no way that we can say if you'll put 6 hours of training plus 4 manuals plus 2 videos, then that equals X number of dollars. And in fact, there's a lot of price elasticity when we even think about creating a package like this. However, what I've just described to you brings up one of the core challenges with determining pricing. And I'll get to at least one of the other core challenges with pricing in just a moment. Okay? And that is that so often we think about pricing in terms of some what feels to be a physical component. Now we recognize that an hour of training is not a physical component, but in today's electronic world, it tends to feel like it has some tangibleness. So, for example, what we're doing right now today may and should actually have some level of feeling tangible to you. Okay? However, the real value that comes from what I'm doing today and the real value that comes from you teaching a particular hour of training is the results that someone is going to get in working with you. Okay? So that brings us to this place of saying that the most important thing when you put your packages together that dictates or that leads you to determine a good price, the most important thing in determining what to put into your packages is what are the results desired and how can you package things in such a way that folks will get results. And when you're able to predictably give people results, if they do the work, then that leads you to have a package that can now be priced in some way. Okay? I know that feels a little bit circuitous, but it's extremely important that we disengage the idea of price from the number of hours, or price from the delivery method, or price from the homework assignment. Okay? If someone can get a result from what you do, then you're able to price based on the result. Okay, so if we think about this from a different perspective, if we think about the result we want someone to get in working with you, we can then more easily determine what goes into the package. So imagine if so often folks will come to me and they'll say, okay, well, what can I charge? And we talk about what that charging looks like, and it's so easy to pair that with what the product actually is. Okay? And so then what happens is it's easy to say, okay, well, let's create the product and then hope it gets a result, or create the product and then try to say, okay, well, what price fits this? What if we were to flip this around and we were to say, okay, what price is right for the results? And then what can I do to get those results in somebody's life? What can I get? What can I do to get those results in somebody's life? So let's talk about what it takes for someone to get results in working with you. Okay. Now, you're going to think right now about the ultimate results that someone could get in working with you. So what do you teach? What do you do? So let's say that you teach weight loss and someone wants to lose 50 pounds. That's the result. Now, how long will it take for someone to lose 50 pounds and keep it off? So it's dangerous if we're talking about higher prices to think, okay, how quickly can I get someone to lose the weight? Can they lose 50 pounds in 50 days? Yes, perhaps, probably not. But we'll use this as an imaginary situation. They can lose 50 pounds in 50 days. You go, okay, great, I'm going to have a 50-day program, and it's worth $10 a pound, so it's $500. Right? Wrong. Because all you're giving them is a temporary solution if you're not there after 50 days. Because you know as well as I do, if that's what you do, is teach people how to lose 50 pounds, they will not keep the weight off if they lose it that fast. What do they say? You gain it back as fast as you lose it, right? But if you take that to be a pound a week for a year, and instead of making it something magical, you make it something that's lifestyle oriented. Let's face it, for someone to get results, they're going to need to work with you for, let's say, a year. Obviously, if it's 20 pounds, it's different. And by the way, you can position yourself as saying, I'm gonna walk you through losing 20 pounds, so I'm going to change your lifestyle, and it's going to take 20 weeks. Your lifestyle will be changed, and then as long as you continue to do what I've given you, and I've changed your lifestyle. You see, think about this. If you write a book and publish it and make it $25, what kind of results does someone get from a book? Well, they actually get no results from the book. They will get results if they do the work. That's the challenge, is that most people don't get results because once they learn how to do whatever you teach them how to do, they don't do the work. And that's the problem with weight loss. If you've tried to lose weight in the past, you know that it's not because you don't know how, it's because you haven't done the work. And I did that in my life. I actually got pretty good at losing 30 pounds, and I was even better at putting it back on. I probably did that 15 times from the time that I was 19 until the time that I was 38, I believe. Okay? And maybe 15 times is, maybe it was 13 times. Okay? Because I always had this idea I was going to go out and do something, and I would do it quickly. It was like 30 pounds in 30 days, so I would do it quickly. Well, as soon as I'd reached the goal, I stopped, and so I'd put it right back on. But finally, when I was 36 to 38, I don't remember the number, I had a wake-up call. And I said, wait a second. If I continue to do this for the rest of my life is going to be short. My life is going to effectively end at between 60 or 70 if I stay on this path of weight. Because if I look around me and I see people that are this weight, at 60 to 70 years old, they don't have much left. So I said, I'd like to live longer than that. And so if I'm going to live longer than that, I have to make a lifestyle change. And so this time, it took me like 2 years to lose all the weight, if I remember correctly. I don't remember the exact time period. It took me like 2 years to lose the weight, but I've been able to keep it off. Why? Because I didn't diet my way off. I changed my lifestyle. You see, that's what coaching is about, is changing someone's lifestyle. So you can sell a standalone training, three trainings for $25, or three trainings for $100, or even three trainings or five trainings or 10 trainings for $300. But if all that is the training, then it's not really coaching, and so it has that type of a price on it. But if we want to talk about, and I've been very careful so far. I don't believe I've mentioned prices until the last 30 seconds. Okay, I've been very careful, with the exception of the book price. I've been very careful because I don't want to plant in your mind a certain price for a big package. mean, but in just a moment, I'm going to have to start coming up with some numbers here, right? Because you've got something, you need to have something to work with. But I want you to recognize that if you're going to charge the highest prices, then those prices are for results that are more than snap your finger happiness. Okay? So we just talked about weight loss. Let's say that you help people with marriage communication. Okay? Somebody's been married for 18 years. Now, you may have the most wonderful marriage training in the entire world. But if you take someone that's been married for 18 years, they've taken 18 years to get themselves to the place where they can't communicate. You're not going to be able to change someone's 18-year habits by reading a book. Now, they may be able to read the book, be so committed to each other that they decide among themselves to do a little study of the book every week and do the homework, okay? But that's more than reading the book. That's what only a half a percent or 1% or a quarter of a percent or 0.1% of humans do is to sit down and say, okay, we're really going to work this thing. If you give them a box of CDs with 10 hours of training on it, and all they do is listen to them in 10 weeks, 1 hour a week for 10 weeks, guess what? You are not going to break 18 years of patterns. Just like when I went to lose 40 pounds, I could not break 18 to 20 years of patterns in 30 days or 60 days, which is what I'd been doing all of the time before. So you may put a price of $100 or $200 or $300 on your amazing marriage tapes. But unless they get results, they're not even worth $100 or $200 or $300. They're just entertainment. Now, a lot of people spend $100 for entertainment. So if you're selling your marriage tapes for $100 and it's good entertainment, well, cool. That's a fair price for entertainment. But if somebody wants to transform their life, after 18 years of getting to the place where they can't stand to watch each other brush their teeth anymore, they're really going to have to dig in, and it's not going to happen in 30 days. How long will it take you to work with someone, a happy, willing couple that applies everything that you teach? How long will it take? 13 weeks, 26 weeks? How long will it take? And then if it takes 13 weeks, do they need a little maintenance, maybe another 13 weeks where they speak with you on a weekly basis to remind themselves of what they're doing? How long will it take to entrench it? And what that may mean is that it takes 26 weeks. It may take a year. It may take a year to be able to really help somebody. Okay? So let's give one more example. I'm not going to give a business example right now, because a business example is the easiest to quantify. Okay? Because, you know, a business example, you can say, oh, your store does $300,000. You sell coffee. Your store does $300,000. You know, my program will help you increase that to $400,000. That's really easy to quantify results. I don't need to teach you how to do that if you've been following me for a while. But we've talked about diet. Now we've talked about marriage. Let's talk about improving your attitude. So you do a life transformation type of thing. You help people with their attitude. You help them get a better attitude. So let's say your average client is 45 years old, and they have a bad attitude, and they want to take your life transformation for becoming a happy, positive person. How fast can you get somebody to be positive? Now, you may be able to teach them to put a smile on their face in a week. You might be able to teach them to think happy thoughts in 10 weeks. But you are not going to transform 45 years of negativity in a very short period of time. If you're going to genuinely change somebody's life, just to lay the foundation will probably take 13 to 26 weeks. And then you're probably going to need some kind of maintenance to say, look, we may have changed it, but I need you to show up once a week for the next 26 weeks. So it's really going to be a year. It's going to be a year. Now, does this mean a year of intense therapy? No. What this does mean is, what is the time frame? Now, notice I'm asking questions. I'm not telling you that your program should be 13 weeks, 26 weeks, 52 weeks, or 104 weeks. You have to make that decision based on working with real humans.
And I've done this for a little bit of time, right? I've done this for more than a decade. And when I first started out, I would run these 13-week programs, and I teach everything. If anything, I taught it better than I do now. The problem is, on week 14, they have forgotten whatever it is that I taught them. And so it didn't stick. Okay? And so someone could invest several thousand dollars, and they could learn everything. It doesn't stick. Hope that you're getting this idea that when you're selling a bigger ticket program, what you are really selling is getting it to stick. You're not selling the training. You are selling getting it to stick. And that's the question is, what's it worth to someone to get it to stick? Now, we can look at worth from a few different perspectives, okay? One of the perspectives that you can look at is, what are other people charging? The problem is that I find so often that when you look, or when not you, but my other clients, not you, but my other clients, when they look for the lowest price program in the whole world, and they don't ask themselves the question, are people getting sticky results? Okay, they'll go out there and look at all their competition, and they'll find some $100 program for a whole year that doesn't work. You can't compare yourself to something that doesn't work. Okay, so for example, if my wife and I are looking for a new small appliance, we could go to the big box budget store and find one for $15, for example. And I'm purposely being vague here. You decide what the appliance is. So we could find one for $15 at a budget big box store. Now, it may work just fine on day one. And if we're lucky, it might still be working in 5 years. But we don't know it. It might break next week because it's $15. But if we go instead to a quality store that makes a quality product with a quality guarantee in a factory that has been there for 100 years and pays people 20% above the normal working wage and really prides themselves in quality, and we pay $200 for the same appliance, what are we paying for? On day one, they both work exactly the same. Why are we willing to pay $100 to $200 for something that does the same work as somebody else might pay $15 for on day one? What's the other $185 for? It's for my peace of mind that this appliance is probably going to work really well in 10 years. And I'm not going to have to go by and buy another one every year and go into that stinky big box store and stand in a line and give my money over and over and over again. Plus, when I wake up in the morning and I can't use my appliance because it broke last night, it's because it's made with inferior metal parts that make the electricity flow, okay, then what's that cost me? Think about that. I want you to think about that. Because here's the thing. If you are comparing your training to fly-by-night hucksters that don't know half of what they're teaching and don't understand pricing, then you're going to come up with the very lowest price for your training. So when you do competitive analysis, you need to find the best in the market. Find the top five people that charge the most, because that should be your competition. And I'm making the assumption you want to charge more and you want to be really good, right? I don't like to work with people that don't want to be really good. So I make the assumption that you're here because you want to be really good at what you do. Well, if you're really good at what you do, you should want to charge a good price for what you do. And so notice that part of this is your own mentality. You have to want to charge more. Okay, so if you're taking this class because you dream of charging more, but you don't really want to charge more. You're wasting your time, right? You have to want to charge more. It's kind of like if you teach people how to lose weight, and you say, well, why are you taking this class? Do you want to lose weight? Well, I don't really care if I lose weight, but my wife says I should lose weight. My wife says that if I don't lose weight, I'm going to die soon. My wife. You can't. You got to do it because you want it. You got to lose weight because you want to do it. Why do you want to improve your marriage? Because you want to do it. Both of you got to want to improve your marriage. Why do you want to have a better attitude? Why do you want your coffee shop to make more money? You've got to want to. Okay? So your client has to really want to get results, and then they'll pay more. You have to be willing to charge what you are worth. You have to be willing to charge what you are worth. And I believe this is a big deal. And hopefully by now you're seeing why I didn't just come out and say, okay, well, you want to have a big program. Here's the 9 things to put into your program. Okay? Because I believe that in your program, you should be selling results. And you should want to be the very best in the world. And you therefore can charge a high price, and you can charge more than anybody else. Okay? So results are what's going to move the meter. So the next question then is, and we'll talk about price in just a moment, the next question is, what's it going to take for someone to get results? What's it going to take? So what are the 27 things, for example, that someone needs to do and to become a part of their lifestyle for your coaching to take? Think about that. What's it going to take for your coaching to take? Right? What's it going to take for your coaching to take? What do people really need to do to lose 50 pounds and keep it off? What do people really need to do to repair their marriage and keep it repaired? What do people really need to do to transform their life and keep it transformed? What do people need to do to increase their business revenue and keep it there? You see, when you charge a high price for your coaching, you are charging for keeping it there. You are charged not to hold their hand for the rest of their life, but to work with them long enough that they get results and keep those results. Get those results and keep those results. Okay? So when you design your program, you've got to be very intentional about all of the steps that someone needs to take. So if you're thinking, well, there's 3 steps, every one of those 3 steps probably contains some mini steps. You got to take all of those steps and write all of those steps out and ask yourself, what's it going to take for someone to get results? What do I need to do? Do I need to teach for 30 minutes and then have a workbook that people do each week? Do I need to do audio? Will audio work? If you can paint vivid pictures in audio, as I believe I'm pretty good at, then you can use audio more than you use video. But if you have a difficult time using your words to create pictures in people's minds, you may need to use video. Or you can use them both. If you've been following me for a long time, you know I tend to use all 3. I tend to use audio, I tend to use video, and I tend to use print. And I like to use each one at the right time. Sometimes people need to see something, then a video. Some people need to pull out a pencil and paper and do some homework. Then I might do something print and have them print it out. Or sometimes people just need to shut everything off and listen to what I have to say and take good notes. And then I do audio. I can't tell you what you need to do for yours. I think you've got to ask yourself what can work. Now, if you've never had a real client before, and most of you have, if you've never had a client and you don't know what, you're going to have to go out there and just do it. You're going to teach for an hour and give people homework assignments and then find out how many people do the homework assignment. And then if you have a class of 20 people and only 3 people do the homework assignment, next week maybe you'll give them a print homework assignment and see, does that make 6 people instead of 20 do the work? Okay. And then the following week you do a video and 5 people do the work. So the following week you say, okay, well, I'm going to do a video plus I'm going to give them a print handout plus I'm going to have my autoresponder send them a reminder email in 3 days and another reminder on the 6th day before we meet again that says, urgent, urgent, urgent. We meet tomorrow, and if your homework's not done, something very dangerous is going to happen. You're going to lose a toenail or something. No, I'm serious. Sometimes people will do their homework the night before the class. And if you it's easy to say, well, if they don't do the homework, that's on them. And it is. It is. It's totally their responsibility. But part of your responsibility with a big program is to say, what can I do short of showing up at your doorstep, waking you up, smashing your snooze button, waking you up, putting your clothes on for you, and making you do the homework? How can I help you do the homework? How can I best help you do the homework? Do I need to call you out on the call? Who has not done their homework for the last 3 weeks? Oh, there's 4 people here that have not done their homework. Okay, now, would it be okay with you if I'm a little direct? Have you ever heard me say that? Yeah. Now, they're paid good money for it, right? And so I say, now, Johnny, I'm usually a very nice person. But let's face it, you've paid me a fancy sum. And you've paid me to help you get the job done. Right, Johnny? Johnny says yes. And I say, Johnny, I would not be doing my job if I just let you go the next 48 weeks and not do your homework. Am I right? Am I right, Johnny? Johnny says yes. I say, Johnny, if you're not going to do the homework, you're not going to get results. What can I do to help you do the homework? Now, my experience is that Johnny's going to say, you know, Sean, you just changed my life. And, in fact, Johnny may tell me, and I've heard this kind of thing before, Johnny may tell me, you know, I've spent a lot of money in the past on coaching, and nobody's told me what you just did. I've been through coaching programs before, and maybe they were 6 months long, and I didn't get results, and I didn't get them because I didn't do the homework. And I keep buying into these things, hoping if I spend enough money, I'll get life results. And Sean, you're the first person that's ever called me on the carpet. And would you believe that I've had people say things to me like, the last 5 minutes was worth the entire price of the whole high-ticket program? Because you called me on the carpet, I see what my problem is, and I'm going to do the homework this week. I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm not going to blame my wife anymore. I'm not going to blame my dog. I'm not going to blame the fact that I didn't get a good night's sleep. Next week, Sean, I promise I'll be here and I'll do the homework. Right? Now, could I do that every week? I mean, if I was negative every week, would that be effective? No. So if I'm positive most of the time, but every once in a while, I'm negative. I call somebody out for not doing the work. That's my responsibility, and that's what they're paying for. And then they're going to get results. Okay, now I want to talk about responsibility. If you do all of these things, so the person says, man, the last 5 minutes was worth it, and they go out and do the homework for 2 weeks, and they disappear again, and they still don't get results in your program, is that your problem? No, absolutely not. It is not your problem at all. You've gone over and above. So there's this balance. There's this line. Okay? And I say this because I don't want you holding yourself responsible. You are responsible for doing everything in your power, but you can't show up at their house. You can't smash their snooze button. You can't turn off their television at night. You can't do it. People have to buck themselves up and to take personal responsibility. And you would think if they paid several thousand dollars to you that they will take responsibility. Now, notice that I am not talking about a box of CDs and asking some theoretical, philosophical question, do I charge $500 for this box? Do I charge $2,000 or do I charge $10,000? No, I am talking about real life results. Real life results that likely may take a year to implement. Okay? So let me ask you this. If someone were to do on their own all the things that are necessary for them to get results, what would it cost? So let's say somebody wants to transform their life, and locally they'd have to go to a psychologist that charges $150 an hour for 50 weeks. What would that cost? It would cost $7,500 plus drive time, plus you can't do it in the comfort of your home, plus you might not even like the psychologist, and you got to sit and look at him every week for an hour. So the real cost in time and going to the psychologist for you to get a happy attitude might be $10,000 or $12,000. But in your program, all someone has to do is show up once a week, do the homework for 2 or 3 hours in the comfort of their home. They don't have to go look at the stinky secretary. They don't have to sit in the psychologist's office with people that have bigger problems than they do. They don't have to worry about drive time. They don't have to worry. They can do all of it in the comfort of their own home, and they can get the same or better results in working with you than sitting in front of a psychologist for 50 weeks. So let me ask you this. If it would cost them $10,000 to do it locally, and you can get them better results, what's the real value of working with you for a year? It's really $10,000, isn't it? It's really $12,000. Okay, now, you have a choice. You can charge $10,000. Now, or you can charge something that I'm going to use some words here that I don't like to use, but what if we could find a way to price something that's $10,000 in value that you could enroll a handful of people at $10,000? So let's say that you could learn some pretty powerful selling techniques and talk to people one-on-one on the phone and sell 10 people a year at $10,000. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? So that's one method that you can use. Now, that's not what I'm going to teach you here. I'm going to teach you what I believe is a better way. But what if instead, now this is going to lock you into only helping 10 people a year. It's probably looking like one-on-one. The challenge with one-on-one is that 90% of everything you teach is the exact same thing for 10 different people. 10% is different. And let's face it, $10,000 for any kind of life change is way out of the ballpark for most people. But what if we were to drop the price by 80% and make it $2,000? And instead of one-on-one, we had 10 people in a class. We taught the same 90% in the class. We had the same homework. And for the 10% that would be unique, we either offer people some one-on-one. Okay, so maybe over the course of the year, they get 6 hours of one-on-one. Or over the course of the year, they get 6 tickets for 20 minutes of one-on-one apiece. Or on your group call where you teach the 90% that's the same for everybody, you open up the call and talk to every person personally.
you do everything necessary for folks to get the exact same results as if they'd worked with you one-on-one, but they're able to work in a group, they get an 80% discount, they only invest $2,000, they get the same results as if they'd have gone to see a psychologist for 52 weeks at home for $10,000, or if they'd have hired you for $10,000 for a year's worth of one-on-one. Which, by the way, would be a bargain. I mean, you'd be charging $200 for 50 weeks would be $10,000. So you'd be at $200 an hour. But if they could get the same results for $2,000, do you think you could enroll more people at $2,000 than you could at $10? We're usually able to sell more at a lower price. So imagine that all you would be able to do would be to get 10 times as many clients. Okay, not even 10 times as many clients, 2 times as many clients. Okay, that's still wrong. 5 times as many clients. I'm trying to illustrate something here, and I must have looked up and my mind went. So 5 times as many clients at a fifth of the price, you'll generate the same amount of revenue. So you'll make $100,000, the same as if you had 10 clients. So instead, you're going to have 50 clients. But hear me out here. Before, you were going to have 10 clients a week at $200 an hour. You'd be making $200 an hour for 10 hours. But if you have 50 clients that all show up on the same call, maybe instead of an hour, it's a two-hour call. You get the same $2,000 a week coming in because on average basis, each person pays $2,000, 50 clients during the year. Now you've got $2,000 for 2 hours of work. Now you're at $1,000 an hour. So you've increased your own pay from $200 an hour to $1,000 an hour. And your client has been able to go from paying $10,000 to $2,000. So it's a win-win from a price perspective for both of you. And if you structure the program properly, they can get the same results in working with you at a higher price. Okay, now, notice I still haven't told you how many hours of training to put into a $2,000 package. Why? Because this is all about results. This is all about results. Okay, so now let's put some teeth to it. So far we've gotten to the place where we theoretically, if you work with folks for 52 weeks and you have a good program, in 13 weeks you ought to be able to teach them what to do, right? But you can't just drop them because they won't become a lifestyle. But what if you were to teach them for 13 weeks and then the rest of the year, the next whatever's left in the year, 39 weeks maybe, is maintenance? Think about that. How long does it really take to get somebody to learn the things necessary to lose 50 pounds? 13 weeks, 20 weeks, right? But we talked about the idea that they're going to need more like a year to be able to cement it into their lifestyle. So does that mean you need a 52-week program of teaching, or do you need 13 to 20 weeks of actual teaching and then 30 or 40 weeks of support? Think about that. Now, I don't know exactly for you, okay? So for you, it might be 10 weeks of training, 40 weeks of support. So I want you to wrap your mind around something, okay? Because this is probably different than anything that you've ever heard before. I want you to imagine that you had 2 calls a week instead of 1. 1 call was for people that are in the initial 13 weeks and they are learning something each week. So you do 1 call a week for people who are still needing to learn the 13 steps. So you start a coaching program, it's $2,000, it's 13 weeks long, plus 40 weeks of support. So for 13 weeks, they come to the training call that is teaching them. But on the 14th week, they graduate. Remember when you graduated from second grade to third grade? They're going to graduate from the training to the maintenance. And when they graduate, they are going to now go to your maintenance call. So you have two calls a week, one for training and one for maintenance. And every 13 weeks, you could do a live coaching program that taught the 13 weeks of training. And then at the end of the 13 weeks, they go into maintenance. And then the next group at the end of 26 weeks, because they were the second 13 weeks, they would go into maintenance. And so over time, you get people, you get these groups of people that are in maintenance. Okay.
I don't know if I want to push the next level on you yet. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to. I want you to imagine that the first time that you taught this for those 13 weeks, you recorded everything you did. And you saved all the homework assignments, would it be possible to not have to make the homework assignments again for the second class? You already made them once, right? If that would be possible. Would it be possible, let's say on week three, you did a video training of something. Would it be necessary for the second 13-week class for you to redo the video live? Or would it be possible for the second class that goes through the 13 weeks for them to receive the recordings of the prior class, say 2 days before the live call? And the live call was questions and answers and support and working with people from what they trained on 2 days ago. Is that possible? If it is it possible that you could have a live coaching program that's $2,000 for 13 weeks plus 40 weeks of maintenance, but the second time that you run it, you don't even have to teach the 13 weeks live. You simply have a Q&A call for 13 weekers, and you have a second call for people that have graduated from 13 weeks to the next level. I hope that light bulbs are going off all over the place. Right? Now, once again, I haven't told you what to put in your program. Why? Because you're going to put into your program whatever it's going to take to change people's lives. Okay, now. I've been using the number 2,000. Remember at the beginning of the call, I said it was going to be a long time on this call. I didn't use these words, but it's going to be a long time on this call before I would get to pricing. Would it be possible to make this class $1,000? Possible. Now you have to ask yourself, if I do that, am I going to get too many clients to really be able to change people's lives? Right? So if you're going to have $100,000 living, which is a pretty good living for a coach, right? Would you rather have 50 clients or 100 clients? 50 clients at 2,000 or 100 clients at 1,000? Which would you prefer? No, seriously, which would you prefer? They might say, well, I'd like 100 clients at 2,000. All right, well, that's a different ballgame. Double up. But what I'm talking about is when you think about starting to reduce your price, you have to ask yourself, where am I going to make it up? So if you get 100 clients, are you going to begin to get stretched too thin to be able to actually get people results? Now, I don't know the answer for you, but if you're going to get too thin, then would you not be better off charging $2,000? And maybe for folks that, you know, they can't put the whole $2,000 on a credit card, you had some kind of a payment plan. Would that be better than dropping the price to something that people can afford. You see, one of the problems that coaches have is they try to charge according to what they think people can afford. The problem is people will never come out and say, I can afford more. Right? And most people who genuinely want to change their life and have a good job are willing to pay a couple thousand dollars. Right? Absolutely. So once again, I don't want to cement that as a number in your brain. You can charge $4,000, you can charge $1,000, you could charge $1,200, but you really got to think about what can I actually deliver? Is it realistically for me to deliver a one-year program? Now, wait a second, Sean. Is it really a one-year program? No, it's a 13-week program with 40 weeks of maintenance. You see that? This allows you to separate the class from the maintenance and do it in two calls a week. Okay, I hope that over the course of the last 40 minutes, I've given you, like I said, I was not going to give you package components today. I really want you to do some homework. And let's do it. Let's give you a homework assignment. I want you to write down the goal that someone would get in working with you for, let's say, a year. What result do you want them to get? What's it going to take for them to do it? Write out all the lessons. They need to do this. They need to do this. They need to do this. And then ask yourself, what do I need to do to get them to do it? So just like this, I'm giving you a homework assignment. This is a sample lesson right here. I've taught you something. Now I'm giving you a homework assignment. Now, if you choose not to do the homework assignment by next week, is that my fault? No, it's not my fault. Now, my responsibility is to encourage you, but I am not coming to your house. I am not going to break your snooze button. I am not going to get you out of bed and dress you so that you'll do this homework assignment. Right? I'm not being sarcastic or facetious to be negative, but I'm wanting to illustrate a point. If your client doesn't do the work, is that your problem? No. If you don't do the work this week, I have gone over and above right now in convincing you that in the next 168 hours you should do the work. But if you don't do it, is that my fault? No. How can I say it's not my fault? Because I believe with every ounce of conscience I have in my brain that I have given you the tools to do it, and I have motivated you to do it both positively and negatively. Take out a sheet of paper, write down every single step people need to do. Everything that they need to do, write it out. And ask yourself, for each item, what is the exercise I can give people to do? Do I need to teach and then a worksheet? Do I need to teach and then a homework? Do I need to teach on audio or video? What works? Which works best for this lesson? What's the homework assignment for this lesson? And write all those out. And my guess is that you will find that you'll come up with somewhere between 10 and 20 very specific lessons, and you'll be able to tell yourself that at the end of those 15 or 10 or 20 lessons, that if they will do all of those things, they will have learned what to do, but it won't be cemented yet. And that's where you have the additional maintenance time with you for 30 to 40 additional hours where they meet on a group and you can talk with people personally. There you have it, folks. Once again, I've not given you a conclusive what to put in your program, because that's what you are going to do next, is you're going to create an amazing program using the homework assignment that I've just given you. And then the second part to the homework assignment is to begin asking yourself realistically, what's a good price to put on that, such that it's worth your time to deliver for the next year, and such that it's a fair value for your buyer if they're going to get a year of access to you and they're going to get amazing.